Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Malia Cromer of the Goucher Poll. Malia, a lot of business for you these days, looking at all the numbers. I wanted to talk just briefly about the debate the other night and the performance of former Governor Martin O'Malley, who I think everybody thought did well, but.
This is the thing with Martin O'Malley. He did well. But the problem with him is, compared to a Hillary Clinton and compared to a Bernie Sanders, he just doesn't shine. So he made the note that there was a large bump in his fundraising numbers post-debate, but that bump is just not resonating in the polls. A new poll out from CNN Nationwide showed more of the same, and it's just not good for him.
So we must move on to the competitive aspects of the race and the question of whether Vice President Biden will get in.
So this is the million-dollar question. I think among Democrats have been holding their breaths and waiting to see what Biden decides to do. There, again, the same poll came out from CNN shows, again, what we see. Hillary's the front runner. Sanders is strong, but it's still waiting for Biden to get in. And the real question is, who Biden hurts if he gets into the race?
Well, and will he get in? The consensus appeared to be from the commentariat that Secretary Clinton did so well that he's probably likely not to get in at this point.
So on the same poll was what we find out about Hillary Clinton. Not only is she the clear front runner in the overall numbers, she's leading her competitors when you start to break it down by issues. So foreign policy issues, economic issues, education issues, even income inequality, which is Sanders' big issue. She holds an advantage over all of her competitors, including Biden, on her competency to handle each one of these issues. So that does call into question where Biden fits into this in this larger race.
Well, and then that leaves us to look again at the Republican side of the scale and the competition between, it seems, Donald Trump and Dr. Carson.
I think what it shows in general is what we've all underestimated is the sustainability of Donald Trump and his celebrity to keep him at the very, very top of the polls, and the sustainability of an outsider candidate like Ben Carson to continue to contend now with a really close second place. If you look at it in general, two-thirds of Republican voters are either indicating that they want to vote for Trump or Carson as their first or second choice candidate.
If you were candidate Clinton, what would you be thinking about how to get ready for the general election? It's probably too early for that, but I mean, one of the questions I have is, to what extent do you think the Democratic electorate would have the same concerns about government that Republicans apparently do have?
I think you're talking about a fundamentally different electorate, but I think what is most important here is something that Trump has done for Republican politics that's really positive. He's really driving an enthusiasm level. So there's a large enthusiasm gap in between Democrats and Republicans right now. Republicans are excited about the potential of this primary, more so than Democratic counterparts. And if this can be sustained going into the general election, it could spell trouble for Democrats.
Well, we'll see where we are as we go down the road here, Malia. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.